Hey, C3 family, welcome to Pray Today for May 5th. And I said C3 family, I want to talk to those of you as well today who aren't part of C3, but people who maybe have a relative that go to C3 or who have found out about Pray Today through one of our people at Celebration Community Church. But I want to take just a few minutes today and I want to ask you to pray for our church. Or if you belong to another church, your church, you can change your prayer based on your situation. But there are just several things that I think are so important to pray about or for regarding our church. I think it's important that we pray about church health. I think it's important for us to pray about sound doctrine and financial stability of our church. I think it's important that we pray for the members of our church. And definitely, I think it's important to pray for our staff of our church. And I feel tempted to feel selfish to ask you to pray for the pastors of our church. But I need your prayers. And the other pastors at Celebration need your prayers. I think it's important that we pray about the future of our church, what God has for us, as well as the vision that God has laid out before us as a church family. I think it's important that we pray about people in our community who don't have a church home, and even more importantly, don't have a relationship with Jesus, and what we as a church are to do about that. So would you pause with me today, and would you pray with me for our church? God, I want to thank you so much for the things that you have done through Celebration Community Church. Over the years, in our Hayes location, in our Colby location, our online community of people who don't live near Hayes or Colby, anyone who calls this church their church home, their church family. And God, first and foremost, I want to thank you for the health of this church. I want to thank you that this is not a church that's steeped with politics. I want to thank you that this is a church that is full of people who are committed to unity. And Father, I just feel so good to be a part of something, of a church full of imperfect people who serve a perfect God, but who are committed to health in the church, that we're not a Christian club, but we're a body of believers. And thank you for the health that we are enjoying as a church family, as a unified church. God, I want to lift up our church and pray that sound doctrine would continue to be taught by our teachers and by the people in our church who go out and proclaim your goodness to others. God, I pray that you would protect people in our church from being deceived with false doctrines that promise things that your word doesn't say, or who twist scripture, Lord. I pray that we would focus on Jesus crucified and resurrected for us more than any other doctrine, the forgiveness of sin and your love for us. Father, may we not bend to the world and what they say churches should be teaching, but may we base everything on your holy word that is timeless and unchanging. Father, we will not bend to doctrines of our society, regardless of what the penalty in our community is. God, I pray for the financial stability of our church, and thank you for always giving us enough finances through the giving of tithes and offerings of our people in order to continually reach people for the cause of Christ. Thank you so much for the financial blessing that you have given to this church on all fronts. Lord, we bring the members of Celebration before you, members, people who call C3 their home. God, I pray that for the members who are hurting today, who have experienced loss, who have great need, Lord, in so many different areas. I pray that you would encourage them today, that you would build them up, and that you would give them peace. God, I pray for our staff and our pastors of our church. God, would you protect our families? Would you grow us together as a staff, continually unifying us toward a common purpose, and that is teaching you effectively and showing people, pointing people to Jesus. God, we give you the future of our church. And Lord, we don't know what you have in store for our future, but we know you hold the future. So because of that, we can look forward to what you're going to do. We understand, Lord, that times are going to get harder for churches. We know this. Your word tells us that things will get worse before the coming of Jesus, the second coming. But Lord, we look towards the future with hope and with thanksgiving. God, for our church's vision that you've shown to us that we are to focus on, first and foremost, spiritual growth. Thank you for the spiritual growth that these people and the people of Celebration are experiencing because they've made a decision to follow you and follow you closely. God, for the foster families in our church, those who have adopted or are considering adopting, remind them, Lord, that they're making an eternal difference in the lives of children. The same, Father, goes for those who are working in orphan care and those who are on the mission field, Lord, and taking care of the most needy in the world, Lord, and those who cannot provide or protect themselves, Lord. Thank you for those who have committed their lives to taking care of those children, Lord. For our special needs community, those people with individuals with developmental disabilities, Lord, I just pray that you would just bring joy and may they feel special in our church and feel wonderful about being part of our church. God, for people in our community who don't know you, who don't have a church home, Lord, I pray that you would give our people boldness to invite people to come to church so that, Father, they would be invited into a relationship with you. Would you foster healthy relationships outside of church where conversation that is pure and focused on you would happen? That, Father, you would use this church as a light in a dark place, as a city on a hill, Lord, that can't be hidden. God, thank you for this church. May you be glorified, not any individual or group of people. You be glorified. Thank you, Lord, for making us part of this. In Jesus' name, amen.